Many crops around the world are experiencing record production this year. And as actual field survey numbers on the 2014 U.S. crops are now available to USDA, per its August world supply and demand estimates, it becomes apparent that our nation is playing a big role in much of this production. Take corn, for example.
We increased world production by 4.4 million tons. And interestingly, the U.S. increased its production by 4.4 million tons.
USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Acting Chair Seth Meyer says that led to world production forecasts slightly increasing from last year at over 985 million tons, a new record for global corn production. Another category that sees the U.S. as a major driver in crop production is soybeans.
We're still at 304.7 million tons, far and away a record world production. We increased the U.S. production by 400,000 tons.
Which, at almost 104 million tons, is just over one-third of total world soybean production. Rice production globally is set to produce over 477 million tons in 2014-15.
That is a record production, even though we're down 2.1 million tons from last month. So we made a downward adjustment.
Now, the U.S. is not one of the world's larger rice producers. However, it is set to produce 1.2 million tons more this crop marketing year, thanks to a recent month-to-month adjustment.
The U.S. was up 100,000 tons.
And thanks to a month-to-month increase in U.S. wheat production estimates of over 2%, wheat production estimates in the USDA August forecast were boosted worldwide.
It's a big change in world wheat production from last month. We added 10.9 million tons of production from last month. That'd be a record now.
With world production now up to an estimated 716.1 million tons. And as for world cotton production, not a record. In fact, year-to-year production estimates are down 0.5%. However, U.S. production is up over 6% from the previous month and over 35% from the previous year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.